Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. This week on our program, we tell about Nashville, Tennessee, and its efforts to recover from severe flooding.
Picture-perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me, it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now.
The official nickname of Nashville is Music City, USA. When people think of Nashville, they think of country music. The city is home to the Grand Ole Opry, the Country Music Hall of Fame, and many major record companies. But some of these famous places were seriously damaged by severe flooding earlier this month. Rivers flooded parts of Tennessee after a record-breaking storm. More than 30 centimeters of rain fell on May 1st and 2nd. The water swelled most of the area's lakes, small rivers, creeks, and streams. Much of that water flowed into the Cumberland River, which flows through Nashville. On May 3rd, the Cumberland River measured almost 16 meters, more than 3.5 meters above flood stage. This is the highest level since 1937.
The flooding caught most people by surprise. There were power failures, which made it difficult to warn drivers about flooded streets. Hundreds of people were rescued by boats from their flooded homes. At least 29 people were killed in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky, either by floodwaters or tornadoes. At least 9 people were killed in Nashville. Cleaning up and repairing that city may cost $1.5 billion or more.
The water flooded some of Nashville's best-known places, including the Grand Ole Opry House. The Grand Ole Opry is the heart of country music in America. Performances and music broadcasts have taken place there since 1925. By the 1940s, Grand Ole Opry had become the most important country music radio show in America. Roy Acuff was perhaps the most popular Opry artist of that time. Here he is with the Smoky Mountain Boys performing Wabash Cannonball.
She came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall." She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. To my right is Oswald and his showbro, made by Mr. Shot Sutton and the Showbro people. Hee-haw boy, James Lawrence Riddle is at the piano. States are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago, by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball.
The Ryman Auditorium was home to the Grand Ole Opry until 1974. Then the show moved to the Grand Ole Opry House, 14 kilometers east of the center of the city. The flood damaged the building and destroyed instruments, costumes, sheet music, and audio tapes. the Opry was forced to move its shows to other concert halls. Several other music theaters in the city were also flooded. So was the Gaylord Opryland Resort and Convention Center. More than 1,000 people staying at the hotel were taken to a nearby high school. The Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum suffered only minor damage. Objects from famous country music stars of the past were not affected.
However, many of Nashville's current country music performers lost instruments and equipment when a storage center was flooded. Musician Brad Paisley said most of his guitars and equipment for his upcoming concerts had been destroyed. Hundreds of other musicians also store their instruments and equipment there. Ben Jumper, the owner of the storage business, said he expected his losses would amount to tens of millions of dollars. The floodwaters damaged or destroyed many other businesses and homes in the city. On May 6th, country music star Kenny Chesney posted a video on YouTube. It shows the floodwaters on his property. He asked for help for people affected by the flooding.
Hey, everybody. This is my property here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I got 39 acres here, and as you can see, it's all under about 10 to 12 feet of water. I live right on the river, so I want to urge all of you guys to do whatever you can to help the people of Nashville. This is, as long as I've been here, this is the toughest thing that's ever happened to this city, and I want to urge everybody out there to please give what you can, as little as you can or as much as you can, just to give something, because there's a lot of people really hurting right now. And I lost a big portion of this property, but there's a lot of people in this city that have lost their lives and their livelihood. So so please, you know, whether it's toothbrush, toothpaste, $2, $20, $200, $2,000, whatever, it all adds up and it all goes to a good cause. So keep Nashville, Tennessee in your prayers, if you would.
Here is Kenny Chesney singing one of his hits, I'm Alive.
So damn easy to say that life's so hard. Everybody's got their share of battle scars. As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive and well. It'd be easy to add up all the pain and all the dreams you sat and watched go up in flames. Dwell on the wreckage as it smolders in the rain, but not me. I'm alive. And today you know that's good enough for me. Breathing in and out's a blessing, can't you see? Today's the first day of the rest of my life.
The music industry is supporting several disaster relief efforts for Nashville. The 12th annual Grammy Block Party and Membership Celebration was held May 11th. It raised money for the Recording Academy's new Music Cares Nashville Flood Relief Fund. This event helps local musicians in need. The money will pay for food and clothing, transportation, cleanup efforts, relocation costs, and medicine. GAC, a cable television network for country music, broadcast a program May 16th to raise money for relief efforts. It was broadcast from the Ryman Auditorium, which was not damaged by the floods. The yearly CMA Music Festival will be held June 10th to the 13th. Half the money from the festival will be given to the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for flood relief.
Famous citizens of Nashville are also organizing events. Singer and songwriter Kesha announced a flood benefit concert to take place June 16th. All profits will be used to help families affected by the flood. Kesha said, "Nashville helped shape me as an artist and as a person, and my love for this city is beyond words. I will continue to do anything I can to help rebuild this city and support the families and animals who have been affected by this tragedy."
Hank Williams sang it, number three drove it, Chuck Berry twanged it, Will Faulkner wrote it, Aretha Franklin sold it, Dolly Parton graced it, Rosa Parks wrote it, Scarlett O'Hara chased it. Smooth as a hickory wind that blows from Memphis down to Appalachia.
Monday, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill announced another benefit concert on June 22nd. It is called Nashville Rising, a benefit concert for flood recovery.
Country music star Taylor Swift announced she is giving $500,000 to help victims of the flooding. She made the announcement May 6th, during a local television program to raise money for flood relief. That effort raised almost $2 million. Taylor Swift said, "Nashville is my home and the reason why I get to do what I love. I have always been proud to be a Nashvillian, but especially now, seeing the love that runs through this city when there are people in crisis."
It's a sad picture. The final blow hits you. Somebody else gets what you wanted again. No, it's all the same. Another time and place. Repeating history. And you're getting sick of it. But I believe in whatever you do. And I'll do anything to see. Because these things will change. Can you feel it now? These walls that they put up to hold us back will fall down. This revolution, the time will come for us to finally win. And we'll sing hallelujah.
Our program was written by Shelley Gollust. Katie Weaver was our producer. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs are at voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post comments on our website and on our Facebook page at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
But there's something in your eyes says we can beat this, 'cause these things will change.